This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply disturbed by the dramatic loss of life in several hospitals in the Gaza Strip, his spokesman said on Tuesday.
In the name of humanity, the Secretary General calls for an immediate ceasefire.
Spokesman Stefan Duharik at UN headquarters in New York City. Israel's foreign minister said on Tuesday Secretary General Guterres was not fit to head the global body, saying he had not done enough to condemn militant group Hamas and was too close to Iran. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. A downpour in Gaza on Tuesday brought new concerns and challenges for Palestinians there, many of whom are homeless and living in makeshift tents after weeks of Israeli bombardment. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Streams of water ran through a UN shelter in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza on Tuesday after heavy rain. The start of the rainy season and the possibility of flooding increased fears that the already damaged enclave sewage system will be overwhelmed and then disease will spread. The Norwegian Refugee Council said the start of the rainy season could mark the most difficult week in Gaza since the conflict began. And other aid agencies have said trying to simply meet the daily needs of Gazans has meant they've been unable to plan ahead for potential flooding.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The White House said on Tuesday its independent intelligence supported Israel's claim that Hamas was using Gaza's hospitals, including its biggest, to hide command posts and hostages. U.S. President Joe Biden said he was in discussions daily with parties involved in talks to secure the release of hostages taken by Hamas. This is VOA News. As he heads toward a pivotal meeting in San Francisco, California, U.S. President Joe Biden says he has a simple goal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president will meet with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping amid sharp differences between Washington and Beijing. The president's aim, get the two governments' communications back on stable ground.
Being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another is a crisis. Being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another.
The long, complicated relationship's been under heavy strain this year, from U.S. export controls to a Chinese spy balloon, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to prevent a government shutdown. New Republican Party Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan to keep the government funded into the new year. Johnson was willing to leave his right-flank Republicans behind and work with Democrats on Tuesday to keep the government open. It's the same political move that cost Kevin McCarthy, the former House Speaker, his job. The Senate will act next ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline. A new report compiled by more than a dozen U.S. agencies and hundreds of scientists says that climate change is increasingly harming Americans with intensifying heat waves, wildfires, and extreme flooding. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The National Climate Assessment, which is released roughly every 5 years, found that nearly every aspect of American life is under growing threat from climate change. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden said the report was the most comprehensive yet.
This assessment shows us in clear scientific terms that climate change is impacting all regions, all sectors of the United States, not just some, all.
Biden also announced new funding to bolster the U.S. power grid and reduce flood risks.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Former British Foreign Minister Suella Braverman launched a blistering attack on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Tuesday, savaging his record and accusing him of betraying both her and the British people. Popular on the right of the party, Braverman kept quiet on Monday after being fired, but published a letter to Sunak on Tuesday. Braverman also suggested he was failing to deliver on his main campaign pledge to stop illegal migration. A spokesperson for Sunak's number 10 office said in response, "The Prime Minister believes in actions, not words." Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.